While the House bickers over separating food stamp funding from the farm bill, farmers in Wisconsin are going about their daily routines in the midst of harvest season. Paul Weirs is a West Salem dairy farmer and the president of La Crosse County's Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. He says right now, the unpredictable farm bill is not affecting farmers' day-to-day lives. But Weirs says he wants to see a new five-year bill passed, partially so farmers can plan for next year's season with certainty.
If the prices are unstable and we don't know what we can get, it makes lenders nervous. And then when farmers go to lenders with a business plan, they can't be certain that they'll be able to hold up to their end of the deal.
If Congress chooses to extend the current farm bill, farm subsidies will continue, as well as contentious foreign subsidies. If the legislation expires, there are concerns that grain and dairy prices would go up for everyone, since the subsidies and insurance protections would disappear. Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden is a dairy farmer in Westby. He says there's no reason for the farm bill to expire, since lawmakers have had more than 5 years to work on it.
Be like a farmer that decides not to show up for 5 years to get his crops put in or to milk his cows. We wouldn't have much of a food chain out here if we waited until the last minute to do everything.
The current farm bill expires on September 30th. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.